Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about why disclosure is the right strategy.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson with PacWest Commercial Real Estate.
We've been talking apartments, and I really think it's fascinating when we start going into this topic with you, Renee, because you could go on forever. And it's significant and it's unique to the apartments. So I'm really grateful for your time and expertise on the topic. Let's talk about what you were looking at when you said marketing strategy. There's two options you had suggested for a seller looking to sell.
Yeah. So the two strategies are sell it as is, or the second one is make improvements to the property and then put it on the market. So one thing that I tell all sellers is disclose everything, because it will come up in inspections when a buyer has an inspection. And it's easier for me as a listing broker to get ahead of it. If I can tell a buyer and a buyer's agent, hey, we know that two of these units have had tenants in them for the last 10 years, same tenants, and the carpets are worn out, or there's orange countertops, then that's easy to get ahead of and tell them what to expect.
There becomes trust issues, some kind of good faith waivers when they discover it and they're looking at it saying the seller should have known this.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So if I can get ahead of it and explain it, then the buyer kind of relaxes and says, oh, okay, I know what to expect when I go in and take a look at it.
Okay, so inspections, do you do those before you list the property for sale, or do you let the buyer's agent run that when they get a transaction going?
That's a really good question. I don't do inspections up front unless a seller wants it. But typically what we find is there's all different kinds of levels of inspections that a buyer wants. And I've just found that you can spend a lot of money up front on inspections and still not get the inspection that the buyer wants. So I tell my sellers, just let the buyer do any inspections that they want on their own.
And encourage those inspections.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If I'm representing a buyer, I will give them 3 to 5 different things that I recommend that they consider looking at. I just closed a very large apartment complex for 112 units. And the lender, because of the size and because of the loan amount, the lender did asbestos testing, lead-based paint testing,
wow,
radon testing. And we really don't have radon much in Lane County. But I mean, they did soup to nuts for inspections.
And so when you have those inspections, we'll have to talk sometime soon about inspection findings and how you manage that to keep the sale together. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Renee Nelson, PacWest Commercial Real Estate. Have a fantastic evening.